Hello.
Hi, and welcome to the latest MOAS podcast, where we'll be talking about MOAS's operations in Yemen.
We'll also be speaking to Don Magbanua, the Manager of Strategic Partnerships and Resource Mobilisation at ADRA Yemen, who'll be giving us some insights on what it's like to provide assistance on the ground in Yemen today. I'm Ruby.
And I'm Kate.
Okay, so we'll start by just providing a bit of context. Kate, could you give us a brief background as to what's been going on in Yemen?
Yeah, so since 2015, Yemen, which was already the poorest Arab state, has been ravaged by civil war, which the UN has been calling the world's worst man-made humanitarian disaster. The war has developed into a complex, protracted conflict with multiple armed groups, over 30 front lines, and multiple external forces exerting their own political will and power within the country. The human costs have been immense.
They think that nearly 100,000 people have been killed in the conflict so far, which is just unimaginable tragedy. And among the survivors, 2.2 million of them have been forced to leave their homes and find safety in other parts of Yemen. We call these internally displaced peoples, or IDPs, and these civilians are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance.
Following on from a close working relationship with ADRA in Bangladesh, where MOAS and ADRA delivered aid and provided healthcare in the refugee camps of Cox's Bazar, we once again partnered up with ADRA for a new mission in Yemen.
ADRA is an international NGO that's been established in Yemen since 1995. That's an amazing 14-year commitment to the Yemeni people. They're active across 14 governorates in sectors like food security, WASH, education and health, and it's a real privilege to partner with them in Yemen and contribute in a small way to their incredible work. So now it's time to hear from Don, who kindly agreed to answer some questions we had about working in Yemen.
First, we asked him about the kind of challenges that ADRA and other humanitarian organisations face.
The main challenges in providing humanitarian assistance in Yemen is linked to the access constraints that humanitarian organisations face. In Yemen, there are challenges that we deal with security, with authorities, with funding availability that hinder us from providing much needed aid in Yemen.
So there Don touched on some of the issues facing our humanitarian work in Yemen. And actually, even prior to the civil war, Yemen was already importing 80-90% of its staple foods. So now, with blockades and armed violence, delivery routes have become almost impossible, certainly dangerous and unpredictable.
Absolutely. 10 million Yemeni civilians are now reliant on food aid for survival. And additionally, a third of the bombing targets in Yemen have been civilian, such as schools, hospitals and community centres. And this instability has led to a breakdown in infrastructure. Also, the front lines of the conflict are always shifting, which means that it's hard for aid groups to access populations that are most in need because of continuing instability and violence in the different regions.
So earlier we mentioned that the conflict in Yemen has become a protracted crisis. This concept of a protracted crisis was actually explored last month in the latest series of blogs on the MOAS website. Do check it out if you get a chance. So UNHCR defines a protracted crisis as lasting 5 years or more without an end or resolution in sight.
Yes, and the situation in Yemen is extremely complicated. There's multiple armed groups, ongoing instability, and this conflict is really having a devastating impact on Yemeni civilians.
Next, we asked Don how this affects healthcare systems in Yemen.
The protracted nature of the conflict in Yemen is adversely affecting the healthcare systems because salaries are not being paid, medications, vaccinations, equipment, they are not reaching the field and the health facilities as easily as it should. The healthcare system is also affected as a whole by the fighting in all the different parts of Yemen because, one, for the access reasons that I had mentioned, that supplies are not able to get to where they need to get. But at the same time, many people are affected so negatively by the war that there are more sicknesses, there are more diseases such as cholera, dengue, acute watery diarrhea. There's also a lot of malnutrition. And so this causes a strain in the healthcare systems because they are not designed to hold as, to address as many needs all at once.
Since 2015, the public health system of Yemen has virtually collapsed, and the conflict has reversed many of the advances in health that have been made in recent years. Negative outcomes for maternal and infant health have been identified as particularly alarming, and as Don mentioned, there's a multitude of barriers to accessing healthcare caused by the ongoing violence, reduced numbers of functioning health facilities, difficulty in accessing healthcare facilities, and also delay in checkpoints where people are moving from one area to another.
They estimate that there's currently 19 million people currently suffering from malnutrition and disease, which just goes to show how vital it is that humanitarian aid gets through as quickly as possible.
So how can the international community support Yemen? We asked Don.
The international community can support Yemeni civilians by being advocates for the cessation of the conflict and the fighting that's happening in Yemen. The conflict and the fighting in Yemen are the reasons and source of all the suffering that is occurring in Yemen. Many people's lives, families and livelihoods have all been destroyed because of the fighting. And so we need to advocate for peace. We need to advocate for a better future for Yemen and the Yemenis. And the best way to do this is if we can influence decision makers on an international level to also advocate for the cessation of the conflict, the fighting, the bombings. And that will improve significantly and surely improve the lives of Yemenis.
So on an international level, perhaps the biggest risk for protracted crises is that they become sidelined by new humanitarian emergencies, particularly when it comes to media attention. So I think it's crucial that we continue to bring these situations to light and that the media attention continues to focus on these situations. We need to keep sharing the experiences of those living through protracted crises. And like Don says, we need to advocate for peace and sustainable solutions.
Whilst advocacy is very important, it's also vital to support people in need now. And that's why MOAS has been working in partnership with ADRA since earlier this year to launch operations in Yemen. A shipment containing $97,000 worth of famine-relieving product, Plumpy Doughs, was made available with the help of US-based company Adesia, who subsidised their product for the benefit of the recipients.
So, what is Plumpy Doughs? Well, it's a preventative liquid-based nutrient supplement for children 6 months and older who are identified as being at risk of developing acute malnutrition. It can be used alongside ordinary foods, and each 50-gram Plumpy Doughs sachet provides all the essential nutrients required to prevent malnutrition, especially in children whose diets are not currently meeting their appropriate calorie and protein needs.
To support the famine-relieving products, we've also delivered medical supplies and pharmaceuticals to help existing healthcare facilities. Together with German organisation Action Medior, €138,000 worth of medical supplies and pharmaceuticals have been delivered to Yemen.
These medicines were selected from the WHO essential medication list and prioritised based on safety, cost-effectiveness and current and potential need. So in addition to medication, vital clinical equipment is also included for the purposes of diagnoses, drug administration, wound dressings, and resuscitation.
After the success of our first two deliveries, we're now facilitating a second delivery of both pharmaceuticals and famine supplies to provide ongoing relief to Yemeni civilians in need. We asked Don how important partnerships are for NGOs working on the ground in Yemen.
ADRA is very, very thankful for strategic partnerships like the one we have with MOAS because it increases our capacity and our impact to the communities that we work in. Now, with MOAS, we have been able to help mothers and children bounce back from malnutrition and also prevent some of them from falling into acute malnutrition. Through our partnership with MOAS, we've been able to receive medications from their donors. We've been able to receive therapeutic food that we're using to cure these mothers and children who are suffering from acute malnutrition. And when we have these partnerships and these social entrepreneurs who want to make an impact and who partner with us. We are very thankful for that trust because we know that we'll be able to do more good and that we will be able to create a more positive future for the country of Yemen. And so we thank MOAS. We show our gratefulness, or we express our gratefulness to MOAS for helping us gather and mobilize these resources. And we invite other supporters to also support the mission of MOAS in Yemen.
Finally, we'd just like to thank Don Magbanua, Adra Yemen, Action Meteor and Adesia for all their help and collaboration on this project. If you're interested in the work of MOAS and our partners, please follow us on social media, sign up to our newsletter and share our content.
You can also reach out to us at any time via info@moas.eu. And if you want to support our operations, please give what you can at www.moas.eu/donate.